Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing the Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf Lamed Chet, Daf 38. We left off at the bottom of 37b, closer to the bottom of the page. Today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalimah, Vodachonim, Rafa'am, Chandam, Racham, Avadim, Zanin, Amecham, Racham, Yitzchah. Okay, we are about 10 lines from the bottom on 37b. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mikra Sofrim, there's something called Mikra Sofrim, which is the tradition we have as to how we're supposed to pronounce the reading of the Torah. And Itur Sofrim, Itur Sofrim, what is Itur Sofrim? So the Ran actually says, if you look at the Ran says, Itur Sofrim, Tevot Yeterot Shenichtevu Liyapot HaLashon. It's words that were written in the Torah in order to beautify the lines, make it more beautiful. And itur is the lashon of making it more beautiful. That's itur sofrim. Vikaryan velo ketivan. Then there are words that are read but are not actually written in the Torah. And veketivan velo karyan. There are words that are written in the Torah but are not read. All of those things, halacha le Moshe Misinai. All of those are halacha le Moshe Misinai. Okay? So now the Gemara goes through each of them, and it's going to bring a bunch of different examples. We're going to try to go through it relatively quickly. Mikra Sofrim. Mikra Sofrim, we said, is the different ways how it's pronounced. So how do we know these words are pronounced? So Eretz, or Aretz, Eretz, Shamayim, Mitzrayim, all of these, we don't know how they're pronounced unless that we have this tradition. Then there's Itur Sofrim. Itur Sofrim is the beautifying of the Lashon. So it says, Achar Ta'avoru. That word achar is unnecessary. It's coming to beautify the lashon. It is necessary, but it's coming to beautify it. Achar telech, achar te'asef, kidmu sarim, achar nogenim. All of these achars are added in to beautify the sentence more. Tzidkatecha keharare el. Your righteousness is like the mountains of the highest. Keharare, that... kaf in keharare is also coming to beautify the lashon. All of those are considered itur sofrim. Then we have kiryan velo ketivan. We have things that are read but are not actually written in the Torah. So we have perat de belechto. The word perat in belechto. Then there's ish de kaasher ishal ish v'devar ha'elohim. The word ish is also, it is read but it's not here. If you look. It's a look at the pasuk over here. It says Batzat Achitofel Asher Yatz Vehemim, and it says Ish in parentheses. So it's not written, but it's read. Then there's Ba'im Denivnata. These are words that are written, that are read in the Torah, but they're not actually written. It's a kri velokti, but it's not written. La Difleta, then the word La of Plate from the pasuk of Difleta. Et, the word Et from Hugad from this pasuk is also this Et is going to be read but not written. All of these are examples. Eli. Another example. Elai de Hagoren, another example. Elai de Haseorim, from that pasuk as well. Halen Kerian velo ketivan. All of these are considered examples of things that we read, but are not written actually in the Torah. Okay. Ucht veketivan velo kerian. These are now the following, are going to be examples of things that are written in the Torah, but are not read. Right? So let's see. Na de islach. The word na in the pasuk of the islach. Then there's zot da mitzvah. Zot from the pasuk vad ha mitzvah. Yidroch da dorech. All of these are examples. Chamesh de peat negev. Im de chigoel. All of these are examples, halen kitvan velo kerian. All of these are examples of things that are written but are not read. Okay. Amar Rav Achabar Ada. Bima'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, in the West, paskin lehaden pisuka letlata pisukin. They would split this pasuk up into three pesukim. How would they read it? I would read it to you as following. Vayomer Adonai el Moshe, hine anochi ba'elecha ba'av ha'anan. I'm coming to you in a thick cloud. Bavur yishma ha'am bedabri imach, megam becha ya'amin ed ha'olam. Then it says, Vayagen Moshe divrei ha'am el Adonai. All of this pasuk, they split it actually in Eretz Yisrael into three pesukim. Okay, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Lo Heshir Moshe Ela Mipsulatan Shel Luchot. Moshe actually got wealthy from the carving out of the Luchot. How do we know that? Shnei Amar Pesol Lecha Shnei Luchot Avanim. Carve for yourself two tablets. Hashem said Karishonim, just like the first ones. So the pasuk, so the Gemara says Pesulatan Shel Chayeh. The Pesulatan, the wealth should be for you, meaning you should be wealthy as a result of this carving. Now the Gemara is going to go on a bunch of different divrei musar with Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, Lo Nitna Torah Ela Moshe Uzaro. The Torah was only given for Moshe and his children. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ketov Lecha Pesul Lecha, write for you, carve for you. Ma Pesulatan Shelcha. Just like the carving should be for you, af kitvan shelcha, so to the writing of the Torah should only be for you and your children. So Moshe nahag ba tovat ayin v'natana liYisrael. Moshe was nice and generous, and what did he do? He gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, but really the Torah was only for him and his children. Ve'alav ha'katuv omer, and this is what the pasuk says: Tov ayin hu yevorach, that a person who is a generous eye, he will be blessed. Meiti Rav Chista, Rav Chista comes to contradict this. What? The Torah was only for Moshe and his children, not for the rest of Am Yisrael. It says that Hashem commanded me to teach you, Am Yisrael. So meaning, it's for Am Yisrael as well, not just for Moshe Rabbeinu's children. So the Gemara explains, no, Hashem commanded me, and I am being generous, and I'm giving it to you, Moshe says. Another pasuk, see that I teach you these laws and ordinances, as Hashem, my God, commanded me. So also over here, what do you see? I'm commanded by God to teach Am Yisrael the laws. Clearly, he has to teach Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Oti tziva v'ani lachem." No, again, Hashem commanded me, and I'm being generous, and I'm giving it to Am Yisrael. Ve'ata kitvu lachem et hashira hazot. Another proof. It says, now write for yourselves this song. So you see what? It says to Am Yisrael. This should be for Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Hashira lechuda." Just the song. Only the song is for Am Yisrael, but the rest of the Torah is for only Moshe and his children. So the Gemara says, "Leman tielo ashira li ashira zot laed b'nei Yisrael." I want this song to be like a testimony for the rest of time for Am Yisrael. So you see that it's written for Am Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Ela pilpula be'alma." Rather, it's just pilpula. What does that mean, pilpula be'alma? Meaning, it was only given to Moshe this ability to be mevin davar mitoch davar, to be able to understand something within something else in the Torah. And he gave that ability to the rest of Am Yisrael. But the Torah, of course, was for all of Am Yisrael. Amar B'Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shechinato, Hashem only resides his Shechinah on Ela Al Gibor, on somebody who is brave, ve'ashir, wealthy, ve'chacham, wise, ve'anav, and down to earth. Ve'kulan mi Moshe, and all of these we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Gibor, as the pasuk says, he was mighty. Dichdi va'yifros et ha'oel al mishkan. He covered the mishkan. Extremely heavy. Ve'amar more, it says Moshe. Master says Moshe Rabbeinu peraso. Moshe Rabbeinu himself spread it, the oel. Ve'uchdiv eser amot orach hakaresh. It says that it was 10 amot long. This is very, very heavy, seemingly. So the Gemara says, why are you assuming that it was very hard for him? Maybe he was very tall, and he just wasn't so mighty.
They say he was very tall.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Gemara in Masechet Berachot that says how tall Moshe Rabbeinu was. Ela, it must be min hadenkra. It must be from this pasuk we see his mightiness. Dichtiv, vayetvos b'shnei aluchot v'ashlichem me'al shetei yadai v'shabberem. He takes the two tablets when he saw...
Yadav, no?
It says over here in the pasuk. It says Yadai over here, but yeah, I don't know. That's actually could be missing the vav. Let's see. Look at the Ted. That's interesting. The pasukim go on the next page.
It's okay.
Let's read it correctly.
I just want
So, but says that the context here is what he's talking about is that when he saw the Jewish people sinning, he took the tablets and he threw it. Right? Hashem commanded me to throw the tablets. And what does it say? He threw it with his two own hands. And the tablets, we know, the Gemara is going to explain, were very, very heavy. So the Gemara says, "Vetanya usan de Braita haluchot orkan shisha. Their length was 6 tefachim. Ve'rochban shisha. Their width was also 6 tefachim. Ve'ovyan, their thickness, their depth was shelosha, was 3 tefachim. Meaning, imagine it was pretty
half a meter.
It was pretty big, here. Pretty big, pretty heavy stone. So therefore, that him throwing that shows how strong he really was. Okay. Ashir. Ashir, he was wealthy. How do we know he was wealthy? Pesol lacha, pesol latan shel chayeh. It says the pesol latan, the from the carving, says you should be. Yeah, exactly. You shall be wealthy from that. So chacham, how do we know he was wise? Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tarvayu. They both say chamishim sha'arei bina nivru ba'olam. There are 50 gates of understanding that were created in the world. Ve'kulam nitnu leMoshe chaser achat, and all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu except for one. Only 49. Shneimar v'tachsareu me'at me'anamim, that he was taken away a little bit from God. He didn't receive everything. He got a little bit less. But that's how you know he was wise. Anav. How do we know he was humble? Very simple. Tichtiv aish Moshe anav me'od. Moshe was the most humble on the face of the earth. So all of these we learn from Moshe. Amar v'yochanan. Kol hanevi'im ashirim hayu. All of our prophets were actually wealthy. Shneimar minalan. How do we know?
Shmuel was not.
Okay. Let's see. Minalan. How do we know? Moshe. From Moshe, Shmuel, from Shemuel, Amos, from Amos, and Yonah, from Yonah. Let's go through each one. Moshe, Dichtiv, Moshe, as the Pasuk says, Lo chamor echad nasati, I didn't take even one donkey. So the Gemara says, what is it referring to? I belo igra, if it's talking about without pay, La'apuke mandes shakal belo igra, you're trying to exclude somebody who takes without paying, that's stealing, meaning, so clearly, that's not a chidush. Ela, it must be the afilu bi'igra, meaning he wouldn't even take with paying somebody. He wouldn't even take an animal by paying somebody. Dilma, so the Gemara says, Dilma mishum da anihava. Well, maybe he was poor. That's why he couldn't afford it. So the Gemara says, Ela, we learn now from the pasuk you brought earlier, min pesol lecha, pesulatan yeheshelcha. This pesulatan, this from the carvings, so therefore, yeah, you should be wealthy from that. Shemuel, how do we know Shemuel was wealthy? Dichtiv, hinani anubi neged Hashem and neged Meshicho, et shor milakachti v'chamur milakachti. Wait, did I take an ox? Did I take a donkey? He wouldn't even take anything. So the Gemara says, ibechinam, if it's talking about for free, la'apuki man deshakal bechinam, you're talking, trying to exclude somebody who takes for free? That's not a chidush, meaning somebody who takes for free is not a, okay, chazak baruch, but what's the chidush here that shows he's wealthy? Ela da'afilo bischar, even for paying, he wouldn't even take animal. He wouldn't even want to take anything.
Was that his own? What do you mean?
Meaning
he didn't need it.
Yeah, he didn't need it, essentially. He was so wealthy, he didn't need anything. So the Gemara says, Dilma de Aniava. How do we know that he didn't need it? Maybe he was poor. The Gemara says, Ela mehacha, we learn from here. Uteshuvato haramata, hisham beito. When he would return to haramata, that's where his house was. Ve'amar Avan, Rava says, Kol makom shahalach beito imo. Everywhere he went, his house was with him. He was so wealthy that I guess he could, you know, present his house anywhere he went. He had his portable house with him. Amar Ava, Gadol ma she'ne'emar b'Shmuel yoter mish'ne'emar b'Moshe. B'Moshe, Shmuel was great, meaning he had more wealth than Moshe. De'ilu b'Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe it says, K'tiv, lo chamor echad mehem nasati. He says, I didn't take a donkey. Afilu bischar, even by paying. Ve'ilu gabe Shmuel, and by Shmuel it says, Afilu beratzon, even with, meaning by Moshe, he was Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have said, here, you know, give me this donkey, I'll rent this donkey from you, I'll give you this pay, against the person's will. He didn't do that. Shmuel, it's Afilu beratzon. Even when the person was okay to give him the animal, with Ratzon, he still wouldn't take it in pay. He wouldn't even need it.
He didn't want to take anything.
Exactly. Afilu beratzon lesecharo. Exactly. Dichtiv, vayomeru, lo ashaktanu, velo ratzotanu. He wouldn't want to take anything. He says, you didn't take anything from us. That's what they told him. Amos, how do we know Amos was wealthy? Dichtiv, vayan Amos, vayomer namatzian, lo navi anochi. So I'm not a navi, velo ben navi anochi. I'm not a son of a navi. Ki boker anochi ubolos shikmim. What does this line mean? Can Targem Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef explains, Ari Mari Giti Ana Vishikmin Li Bishafleta, meaning he says, I own cattle, I own animals, and I have sycamores in I guess the way they explain it is like coastal plains and stuff along those lines. But he has lots of portions, lots of land, lots of animals and stuff along those lines, showing how wealthy he was. This is a Aramaic translation. Vegomer. Yonah, how do we know Yonah was wealthy? Dichtiv Vaiten Sechara Vayered Ba. Yonah, when he wanted to go onto the ship, he paid for it himself and he went on. He was so wealthy. And we know, Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shenatan Sechara Shosfina Kula. He paid for everyone's ride.
He didn't have enough
paid for everyone.
And he paid for everybody's ride.
He paid for everyone. Amar Rabbi Ramnus, Sechara Shosfina Havya Dalet Alafim Dinare Dahava. It was 4,000 dinarim of gold. It was a lot of money. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila Ya Moshe Lamed Torah Mishkacha. Moshe, at first, when he would learn Torah, he would forget his Torah learning. Ad shenitena lo mematana, until Hashem gave him the gift of the Torah. Gave him the Torah as a gift. Shenemar, vayiten al Moshe kechalato ledaberito. When he finished speaking with him at Har Sinai, he gave it him as a gift, and then Moshe Rabbeinu remembered
his
Torah learning.
That's the 40 days.
Right. So that's when Moshe started remembering everything. Okay, new Mishnah. Different topics as to things of if somebody is mudar hana'a, somebody takes a neder, that somebody cannot benefit from him, what is he allowed to do for him? Vezanet ishto, you can support his wife, ved banav, and his children, haf abishu chayev min zanotan, even though the husband is obligated to support them, this guy who takes a neder, for him not to benefit from him, from me, I can still support his wife and children. Velo yazunet behemto, I shouldn't support his animal, ben tmeha, ben teora, whether it's a non-kosher or kosher animal. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Zan et atmea, ve'ino zan et atteora. I can support the non-kosher animal, but not the kosher one. We're going to see the difference. Amru lo, they said to him, ma ben tmea le teora. What's the difference between a non-kosher and a kosher animal? So Amar lo, he said back to them, Sha teora nafsha neshamayim ve'gufa shelo. The kosher animal, it's spirit, it's for heaven. The spirit goes to heaven, but its actual body can be eaten by the person. So it's for the person. So when you feed the animal, you're making it fatter, you're giving the guy more money, you're benefiting him. V'tme'a, a non-kosher animal, nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim, you can't eat it, so you benefiting that animal can't help it. Can't help the person you take an ender from. Ask me better. Say, what if I sell the animal? If you make my animal fatter, I can sell it for more. You are benefiting me. Oh, that's a Mishnah's question. Amr lo, they said back to him, even a non-kosher animal, its spirit is for heaven, but its body is for the person. It's worth money. He can make it fatter, and he can sell it to a non-Jew, or he can feed it to dogs, so on and so forth. I have another question, actually. What happens if somebody is not Shomer Torah Mitzvot?
The Torah is talking about tzaddikim. Oh,
okay, very good. So, nehena, meaning to benefit somebody, if you take a neder, I can't benefit him, it's not a benefit for him to eat non-kosher. That's not a benefit, that's a detriment.
Ah.
Very good. Okay. Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Chananya Amar Rav Huna. Hamudar hana'a mechavaro, somebody who cannot benefit from me, mutar lahasilo bito. I can still marry him off my daughter. So, havi bar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was delving into this, asking a question. B'may askinan, what are we talking about here? If we're talking about the property of the father of the bride, is forbidden to benefit by the chatan. What does he do when he marries off his daughter? He gives a maidservant to serve him. He's benefiting the son-in-law. How can he do that? So Ella must be the other way around. Bin nichsei chatan asurin alavi kala. The properties of the groom are forbidden to benefit by the father of the bride. So the Gemara says, why do we even need to mention this? Gedolamizo. In our Mishnah, we mentioned something greater. Amru, zan et ishto, ved banav, vafal bishu chayav mizanotan. We said that the guy is allowed to support someone's wife and children, even though he's asur to benefit from me. I'm still allowed to benefit him. I'm still allowed to give his wife and children this benefit, even though the person has to support his children. So how much more so in this case? Why? What's the chidushir? You're trying to tell me a chidush of I can marry off my daughter to him?
Meaning,
if I can support somebody else's wife and children, right, and he's not allowed to benefit from me, so how much more so I can give him my daughter if he's not allowed to benefit from me? So the Gemara says, really, le'olam b'shinichse avich kala asurim alachatan. Really, what we're talking about is the property of the bride, the father of the bride, is forbidden to benefit from the chatan. We're talking about the daughter was a bogeret. She was already 12 and a half in one day. And she is now an adult. And so therefore she can choose on her own. And it's on her own attest that she is marrying the person. So therefore the benefit that is going to the father is not so great anymore, that he's not choosing who she can marry and if she can marry him or not. So therefore, there's not such a benefit for the father. Tani na miachi, we have a writer just like this. Hamudar hana mechavero. If I take a neder that you can't benefit from me, asur lahasilo bito. You can't marry my daughter. Aval masio bito bogeret. But if my daughter is adult, 12 and a half in one day, she can make her own decisions. Umidata, and from her own knowledge, she can marry you. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, hamadir beno letalmud Torah. Yeah, midata from her own decision. Exactly. If somebody hamadir beno letalmud Torah. If somebody says that if his son does not learn Torah, he takes a neder that he cannot benefit from his father. So mutar lemalot lachavit shel mayim, I can fill a barrel of water for him. Ladlik lo ner, I can light a candle for him. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak says litzlot lo dag katan, I can even roast for him a small fish. Amar b'yirmi, Amar b'yachanan. Meaning these are types of things that are small benefits. They're not such hanam mu'etati. They're small little things. Amar b'yochanan hamudar hanam echavero. If you're not allowed to benefit from me, mutar lashkato kos shel shalom. I can still pour you a cup of peace. What's a cup of peace? My nihu. What is this? Hacha in Bavel targimu. They would explain kos shel beit ha'evel. It was talking about the cups of wine that they used to have the custom that the mourners would drink 10 cups of wine. These are the cups of wine that I can pour for you, even though you're not allowed to benefit from me. In b'ma'arava amri in Eretz Yisrael, they would say kos shel beit ha'merchatz. No, it was the cup that they would give the person when they would leave. It was a small little benefit they would give him when he would leave the bathhouse to come, you know, to give him, like, I guess, to be calm. It was like a small little benefit. So I was allowed to give this to somebody as he's leaving the spa, and that's not a benefit. Not such a great benefit.
It says over there for the person's avel is not because he's thirsty, but rather to give him the chumim, and that's allowed.
Exactly. Okay, last part of the Gemara. Ve'lo yazinet yazunet behemto ben mechulei. You cannot benefit his animal. So Tanya, Yehoshua ish uza omer, zan avadav shivchotav. You can support his servants and his maidservants. Haknaanim, the Canaanite ones. Ve'lo yazunet behemto, but not his animals. Ben tmea, ben tehora, whether kosher, non-kosher or kosher. So the Gemara says, my tama, what's the reason? Avadav shivchotav haknaanim limancheruta avidan. His servants and slaves are made to be, in simple, it's something torn, but made to be doing work. The way the Mefarash says, "Letzorach avoda asuin v'lo lihitpatem." They're made to be doing work. So therefore, when I support them, I'm not directly benefiting the guy. Whereas, behema lefatuma avida. An animal is meant to become fatter. So if I give an animal food, I'm making him fatter, I'm supporting the person, and I'm benefiting him, and he's not allowed to benefit from me. Okay, we're going to stop there for today. We're going to do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. On Lamazan, we read the first part of the daf. Was talking about the halachot of Moshe Mitzrayim. We talked about mikra sofrim, itur sofrim, kriyo ktiv, and all those types of things. And they gave many different examples. As we got to the Amud Aleph, we talked about the Torah. We said maybe the Torah is only for Moshe and his children. We proved that no, that's not true. Really, the pilpula, the davar mitoch davar, lilmod davar mitoch davar, was for Moshe, and he taught it to Am Yisrael as a gift. But really, the whole Torah was given for Am Yisrael. Then we started talking about the different praises of Moshe Rabbeinu, how he was mighty, he was wealthy, he was wise, and he was humble, and that's only who Hashem presides the Shekhinah on. And then we started talking about all of the Nevi'im, how all of the Nevi'im were wealthy, and we gave examples from 4 of our Nevi'im. As we got to the Amud Bet of the Daf, we started talking about how it's possible that this person can marry off his daughter to somebody who is not allowed to benefit from him. We said it's talking about bitob bogeret. The daughter is already an adult, and midaatan, from her own mindset, she decides to marry him. And the last part of the daf was, what's the difference between supporting somebody's animals or slaves if he's not allowed to benefit from me? So we said the slaves you're allowed to support because they're made to work. So you're not directly supporting the guy. You supporting them is not directly supporting him. But the animals, by you making them fatter, you're in essence supporting him because he's now getting his animals wealthier, so therefore you are benefiting him. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.